Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 12, 2023. Let's open our hearts. A person who wants to feel the Creator must connect with the hearts of his friends, and then through them, inside them, he will feel the Creator. Our common heart, which we are building together, will be a place, a detector for revealing and feeling the Creator, and will allow us to connect with Him. We need to build and keep such a heart in order to keep the connection with the Creator all the time. This is all in our power. The Creator really wants each of us to rise above our egoistic heart and connect with the hearts of our friends, so that in this connection, we begin to feel, attain, and connect with the Creator, to adhere to Him. This is the work we have to do at the convention and every day in general. We need to build the same state that should be at the complete correction of the world. Who knows better than us how much the world needs correction and that it does not even know where to look for salvation? We must bring correction to the world and give it hope for a good future. All problems will be solved by our connection. So let us try to connect our hearts into one heart in order to feel the upper force, our entire universe, and how all this infinity enters into our common heart. I hope that we will be able to open our hearts and begin to accept all humanity, all reality, and all the worlds there. Then we will feel that this entire infinite universe in which we exist is inside our hearts and that the Creator fills all this space. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts September 30, 2023, Lesson 1 The work is mainly in the heart. The Congress takes place in our hearts. Let us try to open our hearts at the Congress together as one heart, men and women. It does not matter what languages we speak or from what parts of the world we came, the main thing is that we have one common heart. And since this heart is assembled from all sorts of parts that are so different and alien to each other, when we connect them together, this connection of hearts will open a vessel for feeling the Creator, who is one for all. I need to open my heart to the feeling that I am doing my best for everyone and connecting with everyone. I invite everyone into my heart and I myself enter the hearts of my friends. And so we open our common heart, which is called Congress, that is, a gathering. We must feel that the Congress is taking place in our hearts, which all merge into one heart as much as possible. Try with all our might to bring our hearts closer together until they merge into one whole in which we will begin to feel closer to the Creator. After all, He is the in this one heart, and if we want to reveal the Creator, then this is the path, the action that we need to perform. There is no other way for a person who wants to reveal the Creator, and ultimately there is no other way for all of humanity. Otherwise, we will have to move forward through suffering and troubles in order to eventually realize that it is necessary to break the barriers that separate our hearts and unite these hearts into one heart. Humanity moves forward year after year, day after day, through a sea of problems, only to eventually realize that there is no choice but to work toward unity. And this is against the entire egoistic nature of man, which is constantly trying to alienate us from each other. This distance is arranged by the Creator Himself, so that by fighting against separation we can feel the Creator more and more. Initially, everyone sees everything through their egoism, the desire that is directed at themselves. Therefore, there is no other way out but to get closer and unite everyone into one desire, which is what they call to become like one person with one heart. This is the goal of the Kabbalistic group. Almost 40 years have passed since Rabash wrote his articles about the formation of the group. And the Kabbalists of the past mentioned this thousands of years ago. And although people have changed a lot since then, the method of correction has remained the same. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts September 30, 2023. Lesson 1 The work is mainly in the heart. all the billions of people as one man. The main thing is our connection. After all, every person has a piece of the common soul of Adam HaRishon, and in order to reach the connection with the Creator, we must connect with each other. This connection is implemented in the tens, since ten is a special round number, equivalent to the entire general whole. Therefore, following the advice of Kabbalists, we will organize ourselves into tens. Everyone must take care to be included in a ten, where everyone will be as one man with one heart. This connection is permanent and strengthens all the time. The power of this connection determines the degree to which we raise ourselves, up to the complete correction, up to true connection into one man with one heart. This principle has been observed for thousands of years by Kabbalists, that is, people who want to rise spiritually and reach correction. On the basis of this calculation, we can evaluate the world, and the people, and check ourselves to what degree we are. That is why it is so important to hold gatherings of friends where we meet and try to unite as one, one ten as one, ten tens as one, etc., more and more until the power of our connection gives us the feeling of the Creator. This is how we advance until the end of correction, when all the billions of people will unite into one ten, into one common structure, the soul of Adam. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 27, 2023. Writing of Rabash, The Order of the Work, from Baal HaSulam. Revelation of the Soul. Question: when we open our hearts in our connection, I feel unbearable longing. It is so strong that it is impossible to open the heart any further. What is the other side of this feeling, and how can I use it for the benefit of my group? Answer: you must connect all your feelings and direct them toward the unity of your ten, and then after the ten, to all the others. It is necessary to try to come closer together so that you feel absolutely all the friends in your heart. This will be the revelation of your soul. We think that the soul is something that must descend from somewhere, ascend somewhere, and move. The soul is our desires that are ready to connect and give a place for the Creator inside them. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 28, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. The rapprochement of the hearts. Question: are rubbing hearts and melting in the friends different actions? Answer: rubbing hearts means that I feel the complete contrariness of my heart to the heart of a friend. When we are rubbing our hearts in this way, we feel how much everyone needs to give up on himself and annul his egoism, and then to this extent we will be more and more ready for connection. This is our work. Question: how can I practically rub my heart with my friends in the ten in order to melt in them? Do I have to think about them, meet them, and pray? Answer: you have to think about how to fill your friends through yourself. When you try to do that, you will see how much you still need to correct yourself. In this way, you will be going forward. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 28, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Open the heart. Question: our task is to ask the Creator to be together in one heart. We constantly ask for this. How do we deal with the disappointment that sometimes arises when the Creator does not seem to hear our prayer? Answer: it is natural that the Creator separates, alienates, and empties us so that we ask Him even more and see how dependent we are on this. Therefore, we must always be careful not to move away from the friends. It is very important. Not many words are needed here. There is nothing else but becoming so close that the Creator begins to reveal Himself between us. We begin to feel Him in our unity, and thus we come closer to greater and greater correction. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, although we learn various clever things from the study of the Ten Sefirot, from the book The Tree of Life, and from other books. In general, Kabbalah is considered a very difficult, closed, and secret wisdom. In fact, none of this is important. The main thing is for a person to understand that he must open his heart by any means and be on this path all the time. You need to constantly urge yourself to connect with others, because only in connection can you reveal your point in the heart, your soul. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 28, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is social development essentially a matter of? As we mature into adults, we inevitably engage with one another, not solely within our familial bonds, but in social interactions. What binds us is the necessity of our earthly existence. Without social connections, self-sustenance would be unattainable, especially in today's world, where global interconnection is paramount for our well-being. If we examine any objects within our environment, such as the items currently in our apartments and homes, we will find that practically the entire planet contributes to shaping our living spaces. Now, the question arises, what comes next? What follows is our need to participate with one another, not solely in order to create self-serving alliances and to organize our lives, but more so, to achieve harmony with nature. Nature urges us to establish harmonious connections with one another. To the degree that it interconnects on various levels, the still, vegetative and animate, it compels us to form a unified societal framework marked by mutual support, integration, encouragement, unity and inclusion in a single, cohesive picture. That is why we have been created as social beings, and such unification is next stage of development that we are being led to. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. How Not to Lose Money. With Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on October 31, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.